Hi, everybody. Susie O here. I want all of you to go to myalliant.com. That's myalliant.com. And I want you to take the Stay Smart quiz. Are you smart with your money? Are there other things you need to be doing with it? Five simple questions that will let you know, are you smart or do you need to make a move? And what is that move to stay smart? Go on, check it out right after this podcast at myalliant.com. Today is Thanksgiving Day, and I know this is a day when most of you finally, after a year or two of not being able to gather with your family, are gathering with your family, and you're so happy to see one another, and everything is so fabulous. But then there are people out there that don't have family to gather with, for whatever reason. And so I want to acknowledge everybody on this day, because no matter whether you have family there, you don't have family, every single one of us needs to dig deep and really figure out what is it that every single one of us has something to give thanks for. Because today is a day not just to gather with family and not just to eat and not to do all those things. It's a really, in my opinion, a celebration of everything that we have gratitude for in our lives, whether we're with other people or we are not. And sometimes family doesn't necessarily mean those that you're blood related to. And so today, I want to introduce you to my family. My family, you already know, is KT. But we have somebody else in our family who we love really more than life itself. And we don't have a blood relationship with him, but we have something that's even more important than that. And that's Colo. And now Colo has tears in his eyes.
He's crying, Susie. Don't make him cry. First of all, everyone, he's really big. And he's a big crybaby.
Yeah, he's like almost 6 feet and 240 pounds. He'll tell you all muscle, right?
Very
muscle.
Very solid 240 pounds.
But besides Colo as well, this year we have another member of our family. And that member of our family really is Robert, who is the producer of the Women and Money and Everyone Smart Enough to Listen podcast. And when you do a podcast like this, Robert gets to hear and experience everything that goes on, really. He gets to edit out all my coughs and all the things that we go through and all the joking that KT and I go when we can't really get a hold of ourselves. And so Robert—
He's a crybaby too, everybody. The first time I met Robert, he cried.
So for me, this is a really great Thanksgiving because— Three of the very most important people in my life, people that I treasure, people that I honor, people that I respect, and people that make my life better, which means they make your life better, every single one of you listening right now. I'm so happy to share them with you on this day. And to all three of you, KT, Colo, and Robert, I want you to know I give total thanks and gratitude that you really are in my life, and you make my life as great as it is.
That's so sweet, Susie.
It's very beautiful.
Well, do you like that?
Yes, I did.
Yeah.
Very nice.
How's that make you feel, Colo?
Makes me feel really happy, and I'm very lucky to have you and KT in my life.
Yeah.
So I give a lot of thanks for that.
Yeah.
Thank you for being so special and loving with me.
Yeah.
Can I share something about Colo with all of you? Sometimes when Susie's been going through her healing and she really makes me cry a little bit. And when she's gone through some real tough days, you know what she does? She says, KT, where's Colo? I said, I don't know. He's in the garage or he's cutting the lawn or he's fixing the boat. Go get him. I say, why? I just need to see him. And you know why? Because you make her so happy.
Yeah,
right?
It's true.
It's true. It's true. She says, go get him.
Because no matter what, and we've been together now almost 7 years. The mm-hmm. three of us, yeah. anyway. And Robert, we've been together with you almost going on three years, right?
2018, I think, was the beginning, right?
Yeah. So every time that I've ever seen Colo, he has such joy and he loves to laugh and he loves life. He loves life. And what makes me love Colo so much is every once in a while, he'll look at us and he'll say, I'm the luckiest man alive. And one might go, why? And it's the little things, everybody, which is why I really wanted to say this to all of us today. It's the little things, the happiness and the smiles and the concern that we have for one another, which really makes our lives full every day after this one Thanksgiving. What do you want to say, Robert? Because we're looking at you through Zoom, and I can kind of tell that there's something you want to say.
This is very special. First of all, this is the first time in, I think the last time we saw each other face-to-face in person was right before the pandemic, I think. It was one of your, you and KT had come to New York, where I'm based out of.
Yes.
I mean, we talk, you know, almost every day, but I feel very blessed to be part of this family. And it's, I'm going to try and keep and not lose it. on here. But this has truly been one of the best experiences of my entire life.
And just that, so for me to know, why is that? You've been a producer for some incredibly famous people. You've been producers for a long time for radio. You get to meet all these extraordinary people. What makes this, the Women and Money podcast, as well as your interaction with us, so incredible?
It's us.
Of course it is, but I want to hear him say it.
Yes, no, KT's right. It is. It's. I remember the first time we met before you took the show independent, and it was a room full of people, and I got the sense very early on in that conversation that the people, my old coworkers, if you will, weren't getting what the mission of the Women and Money podcast were, and I knew it right away. I had read four of your books at that point. I had seen you on television. You know, I was aware of who you are. But when you explained what the mission of this podcast, why you were coming out of retirement, it resonated with me. And for me, I believe in this mission, and the rest of it is ancillary. You know, the technical part of it or how things work, it's ancillary. The fact that we're up at the crack of dawn on Thanksgiving morning and we're having this conversation. We're sharing this with the audience. This is a family, I guess, is the most simple way to put it. And that's something that, sure, I have my own biological family and all that, but this is a family that I feel like we got to choose each other, if that makes any sense.
Yeah.
That makes great sense.
What do you want to say, KT?
No, I love what you just said, Robert, and it's true. You get a sense of comfort, of trust, and more than anything, just wanting to be together. We never say, oh, we have to go to work. We don't ever say that. And I know that you don't say that when it comes to us. So it's just wanting to be together. And with Colo, we want to be together every day. Every day. Right, yeah. Susie?
What were you going to say, Robert?
I love the fact that KT and I were born geographically 10 miles apart, I believe. And I grew up two towns away from where KT grew up. So we have that Jersey bond.
Yeah. Jersey Shore kids.
And for those of you, just to switch a little bit here, who don't know, is Colo grew up very far from us. He grew up in Colombia. And we were talking this morning as we're looking at the turkey and everything we have to do right for this day. It's just really the three of us here. But that's more than enough family that we can hold because we only have a 13-pound turkey. And we figure out that it's 1 pound for KT, 1/4 pound for me, and all the rest is Colo. We call him Colo, but he grew up in Colombia, and we were asking him, Who did you celebrate Thanksgiving with when you were younger, and what did you tell us?
Yeah, that is not a holiday over there in Colombia. It's just like a regular day. So,
and has it become one of your favorite holidays here?
Yes, it is, because I love the way you make the turkeys real good. Then I get to eat sandwiches the next day.
Right, and the other reason that I wanted to share, and KT and I wanted to share Colo with you today, and Robert, I don't know if you know this, but on December 20th, our Columbia is getting married to Ani. Did you know that, Robert?
I thought it was coming, but you hadn't told me yet. So congratulations, Colo.
Oh, thank you very much.
So with that, what's interesting is that Colo really, for 20 years now or more than he's been on this island, he wears his shorts and he wears his, you know, shirt, and because he's always outside and he's getting dirty and or we're fishing, and he always has his tennis shoes on and his little hat. And Ani was like showing us, well, Colo showed us this picture that Ani sent of what she's going to wear. And even though they're just going to go down to the courthouse, like Ani's going to be in this beautiful, like, little dress. And here's Colo never really wearing long pants, not having a pair of shoes other than gym shoes and his t-shirts. So we got the great pleasure of going shopping for Colo.
No, I have to correct that. Susie loves dressing him. And Susie had more fun than I've ever seen her in months go through all kinds of catalogs and different designers and all these outfits, and she wanted him to look so handsome on this special occasion. She got him some really hot-looking outfits.
But, Colo, was that the first time you ever had a sports jacket on?
Yes, a sports jacket, yeah.
Yeah, and a shirt with a collar that mm-hmm. like that. And then I got him these loafers, these suede loafers that are so stunning.
Two pair.
Well, one in black and one in beige, so they go with his pants so he can look so cool.
Don't. Everybody, this is a surprise. Annie doesn't know that he's showing up with this fabulous, hot-looking wardrobe and not wearing his shorts and sneakers to the wedding.
And so, Colo, how did you feel when you were dressed like that?
It felt good, but I also love my fishing gear. I like my shorts and my long-sleeve fishing.
And do you think when you get married, you're going to feel different?
I think I'm going to feel okay, but then I'll want to go back to my shorts.
And how about emotionally? Like, do you think it'll be different for you to be married to Ani versus just having been with her for as many years now as you've been?
I think I'm going to feel great. I mean, I'm very looking forward to it, very happy about it.
Yes.
And I hope it lasts a long time.
Us too, or that's it, yeah. Colo, that's it. All right. So again, today is a day that I just wanted all of you to have a little glimpse really into our family. KT, everybody already knows how I feel about you.
Of course they do.
Right. Everybody knows that you're the most precious, extraordinary human being, in my opinion.
Of course I am.
On this planet. And if there was one thing that I would give thanks to and thanks for, it would be you, Miss Travis.
And likewise, you too, Susie.
There she goes and all. So what do you think we should go from here, Robert? What do you think?
I love the fact that we're on Zoom right now, and I can see the three of you, and in particularly Susie, you, and KT. As I am editing the show each week, I can hear what I just saw, that both of you light up, and it's way too early in the morning, and we all just roll out of bed to do this, to so none of us are showered and look presentable. Otherwise, we would have done video and showed you this, but I take it from me, everyone, what KT and Susie just said to each other, they light up like a beautiful sunrise over the ocean. It is awe-inspiring and just wonderful.
Fabulous. So we have a very diverse audience, everybody, and Colo's main language, truthfully, is Spanish.
Perfect Spanish. From Medellin.
So Colo, since KT and I, You really can't speak Spanish, as you well know. We try, right? We don't do very good, do we?
Un poquito.
All right. Right. Tell everybody and wish all of our listeners that would understand. And for those of you who don't understand Spanish, listen to how beautiful Colo Spanish is. What you would want to say to everybody and wish them on this day.
Les deseo un feliz día de Acción de Gracia y felicidades.
And what was that you just said?
I told happy Thanksgiving to everyone and happy holidays.
Yeah, very sweet. KT, and for you, what would you say?
I just want to say how absolutely thankful I am that this day has come. We have a small little family here on the island. We would have had about 22 people if it weren't for COVID, but we're just going to be patient and wait because that day will come again soon. And Robert, we just love you up. We love you up.
And Robert, what is it that you, do you want to say something else, KT?
No, happy Thanksgiving, everyone.
And Robert, what do you want to say?
Thank you, first of all, for this opportunity and just to spend a few minutes with the three of you this morning. And happy Thanksgiving. And this is, you know, it's all about family. And I'm just full of love right now.
Oh, I love that. And for me, what I want to say to all of you is that I consider my podcast listeners my family. I care about you as if you are my family. I care not only, obviously, what happens to your money, but I care what happens to you as a person, as somebody who is valid in this world. So what you say matters to me. What you think matters to me. And I just want you to know that every single one of you holds a very special place in my heart. So I give thanks to everyone who listens to the Women in Money and Everyone Smart Enough to Listen podcast. So from my heart, from KT's heart, from Colo's heart, and from Robert's heart, we wish you all what?
Happy Thanksgiving!
Yeah, baby. We'll see you soon. Don't eat too much. We love you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
We can't give up.
Neither Susie Orman Media nor Susie Orman is acting as a certified financial planner, advisor, a certified financial analyst, an economist, CPA, accountant, or lawyer. Neither Susie Orman Media nor Susie Orman make any recommendations as to any specific securities or investments. All content contained in this podcast is for informational and general purposes only and does not constitute financial accounting or legal advice. You should consult your own tax, legal, and financial advisors regarding your particular situation. Neither Susie Orman Media nor Susie Orman accepts any responsibility for any losses which may arise from accessing or reliance on information in this podcast. And to the fullest extent permitted by law, we exclude all liability for loss, damages, direct or indirect, arising from the use of this information. The must-have documents discussed in this podcast are legal documents created by a lawyer and distributed by Hay House.